Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, 50 Cent last night on Twitter, not making any friends with what exactly he tweeted out. A lot of people disappointed after this insensitive tweet. It read, "I do not want no special ed kids on my timeline. Follow somebody else. Hashtag SMS audio." By the way, that hashtag, of course, for his new line of headphones. He's trying to go up against Dr. Dre's Beats. But why does he not want any special ed kids on his timeline? Go follow somebody else. A lot of people up in arms over this saying, wait a minute, 50 Cent, calm down. You haven't had a deal with anybody that had any special needs. Brad Gerstmann is an autism activist. He joins me now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Brad, what were your initial reactions when you heard about 50 Cent's tweet?
I was like, you know, using Twitter language, I was WTF. Hope that's okay. What the heck is this about? You see something like that, you're following all the different tweets, you're picking up on the news, catching up on some things, and all of a sudden, a celebrity, someone who's, I guess, the role model is somewhat of a stretch of 50 Cent, but, you know, a guy who's out there in the public eye and throws out, hey, you special ed kids shouldn't follow me, go follow someone else. I said to myself, this is absolute nonsense.
Maybe in recent years, 50 Cent has become more of a role model. He hasn't been as active in hip-hop music and more on the business side of things. Of course, he landed that deal with Vitamin Water that landed him millions and millions and millions of dollars. This is not the first time he's tweeted something that certainly wasn't appropriate on the social networking site, but this obviously strikes a chord with you, Brad. Do you have somebody in your life that is of special needs that deals with autism? Or?
Yes, I have a family member who's autistic, and, you know, every day is a struggle. And, you know, I also know so many families with children and friends who have children that are autistic. And, you know something, we need a little bit more from some of our celebrities out there. We've come so far, and I'm so pleased we've come so far in the autism community. We've gotten out the word. But, you know, a guy like this, he just doesn't know better. To me, it was just so stupid. It was so careless. And then he came out with some half or this lame excuse saying, oh, it was anger management. I really didn't mean that about the special ed stuff.
You know, you're right. America has come a long way with autism awareness. We're talking with Brad Gerstmann, autism activist here on the Ralphie Radio Show. It seems like this has been in the news a lot lately over the past couple years. And I think about, of course, the whole incident with Family Guy and now 50 Cent's tweet. I mean, Brad, is this just one of those topics where there is no right way to joke about it? It's just taboo. You can't do it.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know, 50 Cent just seemed cavalier, seemed very sincere that he just, you know, you're a special ed kid, whether you are or you're not. I just saw your picture, you look autistic. We even went further than that.
Oh, wow.
It was just so out there. And, you know, a joke works well, I think, on sensitive topics when there's just enough context to it. The people around understand that it was just for purposes of catching a laugh.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure this isn't the last we've heard of this 50 Cent tweet, and certainly I don't think it's the last time 50 Cent will tweet out something that will get people up in arms either. Autism activist Brad Gerstmann joining us from New York here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Brad, thanks for the time.
Thank you, sir.